My name is Larry Groth. I'm city manager for the city of Waco.
And how long have you worked, or how long have you held this position?
Since 2003.
And how many mayors have you worked with over that time?
Six.
And when did you first become a part of Waco's city government?
I started working in 1980 as city engineer.
And, okay, so this is just sort of what I had mentioned before, but how do you think it impacts the city administration to have continuity with the city manager, but to have sort of a rotating mayor?
Okay. Well, city government, if I can, I'll just kind of talk a little bit about city government.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. We have a council city manager form of government, and it's pretty common for that particular type for cities generally from 30,000 population up to maybe 500,000. The lower ends and the upper ends generally have more of a strong mayor form of government, and for good reason for most part, particularly on the smaller cities. They generally don't have the resources to hire professional staff, so they have citizen volunteers that just really act as the chief operating officer, so that's where the strong mayor comes in. The larger cities, in some sense, ironically, have gone to strong mayors because it's so much more political. And the political forces then, and generally they get partisan too at times, which is a little bit different than our setup. And they drive their agendas, they bring in staff, and it's just a totally different animal than what we deal with. I think ours is the best. I may be biased, but I think ours is the best because we are, at the size we are able to have a good quality professional staff. We have citizen volunteers that we just love because we can't do all the things that we do without volunteers, not just mayor and council, but tremendous number, 300 or 400 on boards and commissions. You know, citizens that are interested, and they volunteer their time. And what that does for us, particularly just regard to the mayor and council, our mayor is term limited, but our council's not, so they can run as many times they want to and win. And our mayor has a certain amount of time they could, if they want to, you know, run again, they can. And over the years, I think that gives a better sense of continuity. With the council able to, and we've had some long-term council members, and that's a good thing. But from a staff standpoint, then we can, if we get started with some long-range programs, and sometimes things that we do as a city, you can't get done in 2 years for a two-year term, and you just have to recognize that. And we've been very fortunate that we've had some really great citizen volunteers. In my time particularly, just people that come and they're doing it for the right reasons. They respect future councils, and they also respect the past councils' decisions so that they come in and feel like they're part of a larger team, and it's not just their agenda, and it's worked real well for us.
And can you talk a little bit about the division of responsibilities between yourself and the mayor and the city council? Because I know the mayor and city council are supposed to have a little bit more of a policy-driven role, but can you talk about how that relates to the work that you do?
Sure. And that's all driven by our charter. Our charter is kind of the bottom line rules as far as how we operate. As you said, the mayor and council, they're a policy board. In our setup, from a business standpoint, they would be the board of directors, and I'm the CEO. The mayor and council actually hire four individuals, the city manager, city attorney, city secretary, and municipal judge. So the four of us are actually their employees. They have the ability to hire and fire us. Everybody else pretty well works under my direction. And so by policy, by charter, the council really can't direct any other employees other than those four, you know, what to do. They can certainly tell us what they'd like to see, and you know, we better get things done if they want, but they don't get down into the organization, and that really helps. That way they set policy, they set expectations, they provide resources, then they turn to their four appointees and say, you guys get it done, and we take it from there.
And I mean, I was reading more about like a little bit about your position in terms of like the business management and administration and different things. And I saw like for the assistant city managers, it's broken down even by utilities or like who's responsible for what. But can you talk a little bit for like listeners who might not be familiar with the structure of city government, like what exactly you would do in your role as city manager?
Okay. As you mentioned, we do have an organizational setup that I have some assistants. And we operate those in functional areas that have a little more relations, although all our departments kind of cross paths. I mean, it's just we just all supporting each other all the time anyway. But there are some that work a little bit closer together, so we form that up. And, you know, as city manager, you know, no day is the same. I mean, it's just there's just a lot of different things to do. We've got a lot of activities going on. I work not only closely with the mayor and council, almost on an everyday basis, and then obviously we have set council meetings that are more formal. But from there, it's just my day is involved everywhere from working with U.S. senators and congressmen to state senators and representatives, other agencies from federal agencies to state agencies that we deal with in cases from permitting to just joint projects, and then citizens, a lot of citizen contact, trying to make sure that the desires and needs of our citizens are met. Pull all that together within just running an organization of more than 1,500 people with personnel issues and and just common everyday business issues and a lot of business contacts in the community. I spend a lot of my time on economic development. We really are target areas for us is to help our existing businesses grow, attract new businesses. The bottom line is it's creating jobs, better paying jobs that really in the end help all our citizens.
And that's, I think the economic development is interesting because clearly a lot of mayors are going to run on issues of economic development. And we saw in like the most recent election that economic development was a big issue. But then when you think about something like developing the Brazos River corridor or something, that's not something that can necessarily be accomplished in 2 years. However, as city manager, you sort of have that longevity and that long view. So how does your involvement, I mean, I guess this isn't a totally coherent question, but I guess I'm just interested in how, as city manager, what kind of role you play in economic development versus the role that a mayor might play.
Well, the bottom line is I still work for a mayor and council. And so the things that I do are on a short term and long term is going to be based on what I understand that their primary goals are. And I've got to make sure that I align my actions with the goals and objectives of the mayor and council. Now, that being said, then, if their goal is development of the Brazos River Corridor, I'm going to do everything I can to help that. Now, there are some structure things in place. I mean, we have different incentive opportunities for developers. We have funds that are available to assist in that. We're actually in partnership with our other taxing agencies in a thing called tax increment financing, and that will, I say that because that's a downtown river area target, and so those other partners help us do that, and so I work with all of our partners. I also sit representing the city on the board of Waco McLennan County Economic Development Corporation, which there's three board members, myself, the county judge, and then a member from the public, the business area. And we review opportunities for business expansion, new locations, make recommendations for grants to those to incentivize them to come to Waco or expand. Ultimately, the city council and the county commissioners would approve those actions. But I just serve as a representative for the mayor and council on those kind of activities.
And having served under six different mayors, have you found that among the different mayors there's a fairly consistent vision for Waco and growing Waco or improving the city as a whole? Or have you seen differences between different mayors and has that influenced your work?
Well, every individual is different. So mayors bring different life experiences, education, and their own personal desires to the office. So each one's a little bit different. Each one has a different, kind of develop different working relationships and try to figure out, you know, what's the best way to work with an individual. But you do that with anybody. I mean, it's not just because they're mayor. That's just part of life. The good thing is that what I found with the five previous and the current mayor is they do have that, I think, probably a single thread of unity in that they have all wanted what's best for Waco. What's the best way to serve our citizens? What's the best way to do that in the most economical and efficient manner? So from that standpoint, it's made my job a lot easier, even though it's different people, different personalities. Their goals have been pretty similar, and that's probably the single thing that's really helped Waco. We have just been, I mean, even before our city manager, back to the early 80s, we've just always benefited with citizens that have run for office that are there for the right reasons. And it really makes, from a staff standpoint, our jobs a whole lot easier when their objectives are pretty much the same. And that's, I mean, if you just, in general, it's just, you know, what's best for Waco. Now, there's a lot of different ways to get there, so you go through this political process of lots of meetings, and generally it's not just the mayor and council making all those. You know, they rely on the citizen input, from public hearings to public meetings to forums, to try to really assess, you know, what do the people really want? Because sometimes that's pretty difficult. You're representing over 100,000 people, trying to assess really what they all want. It's kind of difficult because, unfortunately, you know, if you just look at the voting percentages, there's a lot of people that don't really step out and say what they want. So the council has to work real hard at making sure they're representing their constituencies, and they do. And so it's been a real pleasure working for all councils and all now six mayors, simply because they're here for the right reasons.
And that actually, what you mentioned about the low voter turnout. So in the last, and there was some voting weirdness with the scheduling here in Texas, but with the voting dates. But the turnout for the mayoral election, I think, was 6%, a little over 6% of the population voted. But then you've also described, you know, hundreds of citizen volunteers who are involved in city government. So I was wondering, can you speak a little bit about, do you feel like overall people in Waco are engaged in local government and maybe they're just not turning out to vote? Or do you think, you know, there are several hundred people here who are really, really engaged in government, but, you know, maybe the other over 100,000 people don't totally, they could be more engaged basically in their local government?
Oh, I think there's always a need for more engagement. Without question. I mean, if you just look at voter turnout's one indicator, but we do have a lot of people that are involved, that do a lot of things that nobody ever hears about. They everywhere from friends of the library to people that are working at the zoo that are really, you know, part of organizations that don't really come through our system. You know, the council actually appoints a huge number of board members. But then we just have a lot of support organizations that people just do what they do because they enjoy helping in a certain area. So you've got a lot more volunteers than even that number represents. But that being said, there's still a lot of people that are just busy with their lives. You know, it's just they're raising kids or they're doing their work or they're taking care of this and that and just don't have time to get engaged in civic opportunities. But that's not bad. The other thing I always look at is sometimes when you don't see a lot of voter turnout, in a sense, I'm pretty optimistic most of the time, and I always look on the bright side that people are happy. You know, generally, people, when they're upset about stuff, that's when they're down here, you know, beating on the doors and rallying for this change or that or trying to throw people out. Well, we don't have that. You know, we don't have recall elections. We don't have people coming and protesting a lot of what we do. And so I think from that standpoint, our mayors and council have been sensitive the best they can to what the overall community wants and needs. We're very conservative financially, and so we're not out spending, you know, a lot of money. We're not raising taxes. We're not doing all those kind of things that get people upset. We're trying to take care of the basic services they need, give it to them in a fairly economical package, and I think people appreciate that, and I think they're saying, you know, good job. So that's how I look at it.
And then I guess, and you mentioned this a little bit too, the city council and the mayor are of course elected, and they're also, you know, your bosses ultimately. But how do you feel? Do you feel that you approach your position any differently, or does it affect your job at all that you're appointed versus being elected?
Oh, not at all. I mean, I obviously I'm in a different role than they are. I mean, they're citizen volunteer. This is a job, and they select me hopefully based on my talents and what I bring to the table. And as long as I'm doing what they want to do, then I keep working. If at some point our you know, they want something different, then they'll find something different. But no, it doesn't bother me. It's you know, I'm here to do a specific task. I grew up in Waco, and I love the town. I love the people, and I try to do everything I can to make it better.